have regrets.
On the next On the Media from WNYC.
Join us for On the Media, Saturday mornings at 7 on KSJE, Farmington. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center. The most important ingredients to sustaining health and wellness are the resources and tools that help you live a vibrant and healthy life. At San Juan Regional Medical Center, the goal is to promote health by making sure those resources are available. Find the path to the best life at lifebetterhere.com. San Juan Regional Medical Center. Better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care.
Join Zook the T-Rex as he roams the grounds at Visit Farmington's Free Joel Jamboree and Adventure Expo in Farmington, New Mexico on Saturday, June 10th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Off-roading, mountain biking, water sports, disc golf, art, and more make up this jolt-worthy event celebrating all the ways to play in Farmington. Don't miss out on family-friendly activities, food vendors, and presentations on the Bisti Badlands and outdoor recreation all at the Farmington Museum and Visitor Center. Visit FarmingtonNM.org for more details and mark your calendar to come play with us.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Megan Cullop, along here with Scott Micklin and Scott Duran.
A bookends of Scotts.
Scott and Scott.
Yeah.
Book.
How about that? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
How are?
Good morning, Megan.
How is everyone today?
Pretty good, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just pretty good.
Yeah.
You know.
All right.
You know. You know.
You know.
It's like the thing with pigs. You know. You're like right there in the middle. You know.
Pigs.
Okay.
It won't be too bad. It won't be too great.
Okay.
Isn't that like the
I thought that was Little Red Riding Hood.
Or the Princess and the Pea or something?
Yeah.
Oh, was it? No, it's Goldilocks. We were all wrong all the way around. It was Goldilocks.
Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
Yeah, this porridge is too hot.
Exactly.
Is too cold.
So you're just right.
I messed up in the beginning, and then we all went the wrong way, and then I brought us back. We're good.
Thank you for that. Okay. Well, welcome, everyone. This is our That's Interesting program, the program where we open up the phone lines and invite you to call in to KSJE. You can do so. The lines are open right now, 505-566-3909. Once again, 505-566-3909. Give us a call. We'll put it on the screen, and you can call us up and just share what's interesting in your world, because it really is a... you know, an open line program.
Mm-hmm.
We get to talking about who knows what during the course of the hour.
Who knows what?
Yeah.
You know what? I do like it, though, because we always end up somewhere interesting and fun.
Yes.
Hence the name, right?
Hence the name.
Well, that's true.
It is my favorite show.
Is it?
Yes.
Wow. Even over your show?
Well,
maybe. That's high praise.
Now
that you think about it in a minute.
Well, it's fun to have
multiple
conversation partners.
True.
Talking about multiple things.
True.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
There you go. Different perspectives.
Definitely different perspectives.
Right.
We're different people here.
Yes.
All with our own unique skills and giftings.
Okay.
So.
I agree. There you
are. So, what did you bring, Scott?
Well, I'm so glad that you asked. Because I brought, it was a story that I saw, and I was going to look it up, but since you asked me first, now I have it, but I don't have the source, but I will find it. I think it was like Slate or something like that.
Oh, okay, Slate, yeah.
But, you know, reputable, you know, I think sources are important, you know, and then, you know, but it was a test of a new AI, which you're hearing a lot about, by the military, and it tried to take out the operator of this, I think, missile system or drone or whatever they were testing. And so that kind of makes me a little freaked out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's
so
robots are already, they're not even trying to conceal it. They're
well,
already starting.
Right. Because they gave, you know, from the story that I read, they gave this thing a mission to like take out a target. And then during the test, the operator was trying to cancel that command. And the AI was like, oh, well, but my mission is to take out this target. And now you're telling me to cancel that. So you are interrupting my mission, I'm going to take you out instead, and started to try to take out the operator.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's scary.
How about that?
That
That's some scary really stuff.
Yeah. So, aren't you glad you asked?
Real fast.
That got scary real fast, guys.
I know.
Well, yeah. There you go. Hey, next time, don't ask Scott.
Don't ask me what
happened. Leave him at the end.
That's right. Exactly. Well, anyway, you know what? So that's what I brought. I will look up the. I want to get the source correct for folks who want to maybe check this out and see.
I don't use ChatGPT, but my coworker who does a lot of our public posts uses ChatGPT all the time.
Okay.
And it sounds, you know, like a human wrote it.
Right.
So.
I mean, I guess it's in the small doses, right? Is a whole thing.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to write a. Well, you shouldn't write a whole essay.
Yeah, I think that's where the problem was eventually, because people were doing that.
Yes.
And it was like there was a lot of like misspellings, I guess, because it was trying to write it in a certain style, and because it was trying to write in a certain style, there was a lot of misspelling as it got longer, and then at some point it started to flip stories, like, or flip the portion of where it should be at, like, you know what I mean?
Oh.
Like, so instead of being like third paragraph down is all of a sudden like fifth, and then the sixth paragraphs is in the third, you know, like it started doing that.
Interesting.
Because it started, yeah, and this idea that it started processing and writing it all in one go, so it just kind of just threw it out there. So the longer it went, you know, but that was almost 2 months ago, and advancement in 2 months, obviously, military is already using AI in a certain sense, so it's like, it's probably fixed by now, but.
So there's an update.
Oh.
Now that I've searched for this story, right? So it was a hypothetical training, right? So it was happening kind of in computers, right?
Yeah.
And now the Air Force is taking back the story that said that the simulation tried to kill the AI, the operator of this drone or missile system. So they're saying that it really didn't happen, even though it was reported yesterday that it did.
Oh.
So
that's some
That sounds like some military trying to conceal scary stuff from us.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Backpedal.
But yeah, it was a US, according to, here's Daily Mail. AI-controlled U.S. military drone kills, in quotes, its human operator in test.
Ooh.
But again, it was a simulation, so the guy didn't really die.
Right.
Or lady, whomever was the operator.
Right.
Right.
And now the Air Force is saying it didn't happen. Didn't really happen.
No.
Never mind.
No.
So there's that. So I'll just throw it out there and walk away.
But they try to spin that off like War Games, you know what I mean?
Right.
Is it War Games the one I'm thinking about, that movie?
It's one of them.
Yeah.
It's one of them.
The guy that plays Ferris Bueller.
Yeah.
Right. But I think there is, I mean, if we talk about just the topic of artificial intelligence, there's a lot of these issues about it, right? That, you know, the idea, I think it was Isaac Asimov who came out with like the top rules of artificial intelligence like 60 years ago, maybe, or 50 years ago, right? And the first one was, you know, not to harm humans, and then not to. I should look those up too, because I'm forgetting them. But those three, the kind of three basic rules, right? And if you follow that, or if you program that in, that should keep humans safe. But, you know, the concern is that, that we have governments maybe that are doing that, or reputable scientists that are doing that. But then you have the rogue elements, like we do in the human population, that may not be doing that. And that's what the scary part is, I think. So.
True.
Wow.
There you go. All right. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Yeah.
Well,
Megan, what did you bring?
Please,
okay.
Megan,
leave all the lights on in the house.
The science of stillness.
Oh.
And how important stillness is. We don't often have stillness in our lives because we don't like it, so we choose to fill it. If you think about going, maybe you're waiting in a doctor's office, and of course you're looking at your phone, which is what I do. I'm not blaming anybody.
Right.
I don't like stillness. I try to like fill the time as much as possible, or with quiet. I put a podcast on or something because I don't like quiet. But this book, The Science of Stillness, was advocating for creating moments of stillness because it's important. And if you think about biorhythms, like, think about a heartbeat. It beats, there's some stillness. It beats, there's some stillness. Or you're breathing. And actually, breathing is one of the ways that they're talking about fostering more stillness, is focusing on your breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us breathe too shallow, because your belly should be distending when you're breathing. And a lot of us actually breathe from our chest.
Mm-hmm.
And so
use
I've been
the diaphragm.
Use your diaphragm. Yeah, you're supposed to use your diaphragm. So I've been trying to focus on breathing more.
Mm-hmm.
You're also, a lot of me included, are chronic mouth breathers, and you're never supposed to breathe from your mouth. You're always supposed to breathe through your nose. So it takes a lot of practice to like fix those the habit that's been going on since, you know,
right,
you were born, pretty much. And like, and but focusing on your breath also helps you focus on the present moment, which is also known to improve our mindset. So
right,
that's what I've been trying to focus on this week.
Okay.
Well,
of course, stillness is death for radio. We can't be still on the radio.
No.
So thanks for that.
But well, I mean, but no, I have to agree with Megan on that. There's a lot of moments. I think I see a lot of people that are like that, where there's that moment where you don't want to be in a moment of silence. You don't want to be not doing something.
Right.
Because it kind of puts almost like a level of panic. Especially for me, I'm like, oh God, you're not doing anything. You're so lazy. Move. Do something, anything.
And it's right.
Just, yeah.
Well, and you know, and again, 40 years of broadcasting, and yeah, the whole idea too. Is you always have to fill the top, the air with something, right? The
right.
idea is you don't want that dead air kind of stillness, except, you know, in some cases, especially with interviewing, you know, it's always been told that sometimes when the interviewer just needs to be quiet and let the subject just sit there and don't try to fill the time, because usually you'll get a good answer from the person that you're talking to if you just let them sit there for a minute and then they feel they have to fill the time with an answer, if it was right. an uncomfortable question or whatever the case may be. So, you know, that's kind of part of that as well. But definitely stillness, I think, has its place in broadcasting sometimes.
Yes. That almost sounds like a, what do you call it, interrogation tactic.
That too. I think it is. Well, it's an interviewing tactic. It's an interviewing tactic. Sure. It's like you don't have to always fill the time. If you ask a question and the other person is not responding, and you feel you have to fill the time, but you don't. And then finally, the other person may fill the time with your answer. If you wait long enough, you know, they may feel they have to fill that time.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking there's some important Bible verse about stillness. Jesus said something about
stillness. Well, there's be still and know I'm God is one.
That's the one.
Yes. Yeah. That's a psalm.
Okay.
Yes.
See, there's that.
Lots of stillness.
Yeah.
And lots of, I mean, to your point.
Well, they didn't have phones in the Bible.
Right.
So, you know,
and lots of stuff about not just, like, talking to talk. That's
what we're talking
about. That's in Proverbs. Like, the more you talk, the more foolish you can become.
It's very true. Well, that is very true. That is.
So.
Based my whole career on that.
Yeah.
Hey, you fake it till you make it.
Radio fool.
That's right.
That's an old musician's trick, too.
Exactly.
But you fake it till you make it.
But this has been, I mean, but stillness has been around for a long time, I guess, was my point, right? That we've been talking, you know, other people have been talking and writing about the importance of stillness and how it can really help you maybe recenter and just kind of block out other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
From time to time.
I mean, think about how much time we live in our heads, right? We're always, like, considering the past or considering the future. We're rarely considering the present.
The now.
We're just imagining past or future events.
Yeah.
All the time. We live in our imaginations. So grounding us into the now is pretty important, I think. And I find it very hard to do.
Right. And does that kind of go along with the term that we're hearing these days of mindfulness and things like that, of trying to be in the present and just being aware of your
surroundings
and what's happening?
Yes.
Right?
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
So you do pay attention when you talk to me.
Yeah.
I try to.
Yeah.
Yes. A little. Oh,
yeah.
A little. Yeah. Okay. You know? Thanks.
You know what he does is he thinks about it later.
Sure.
After he's done.
Well, this show makes me think a lot because of all the different things we talk about. And so there's a lot of things that, you know, we've talked about on the show that, you know, that are really interesting that you think about later. And so, yeah, I think it's a nice way to remember kind of what's going on in the world. And again, those different perspectives.
Yes.
So.
Well, look at that.
Yeah, and stillness is also, I mean, you talked about interviewing people and waiting. And my other line of work outside of radio, it's very important to have stillness with dying people and suffering people. And there's sometimes.
This is your work with hospice for folks who don't know your other line of work, just to be clear where this
hospice.
Is coming from.
Yeah. That you don't just go in there and just fill the air with nonsense because there's something important going on.
Right.
And so a lot of it is like sitting still.
Right.
And that's not my natural way of moving around the world, you know. It's a challenge to just, okay, we're just gonna, it's tender here, it's a tender moment, we're not gonna just fill the space here, we're gonna be still. So I would say for the listeners, even hospice aside, when you're dealing with a friend who's in crisis, not just talking, right? But usually just being alongside somebody who's having a rough day is helpful.
Yeah, I was going to point out that maybe, you know, because I think some people, like if someone's in the hospital, someone's ill, and you want to go visit them, but then you feel uncomfortable because you don't know what to do, what to say, you know, and you're right. I think sometimes you don't need to say anything except just being there means a lot.
Right.
And just being in that moment, being still, maybe holding their hand or whatever, depending on how, you know, serious the situation is or your relationship, whatever the case may be. But even that could mean a lot, just quietly sitting there with the other person.
Right.
You know, with nothing being said. But that says a lot.
Right.
And as a broadcaster, it's hard for me to say.
Exactly. It's harder for some of us to do than others of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. That's true. I always try to look for the bit, the comedic bit. The
comedic bit.
Every time. Even when we're talking there for a second, I was thinking about a comedic bit.
Oh.
And it's hard to like. My first reaction is to be like in those
funny
moments. Yeah, I just open up a bag of like chips or something like that when nobody's saying or doing anything. But I mean, but it is, because it's that moment where I'm like, oh, there has to be something. And I was like, maybe if I make them laugh.
Sure.
But it doesn't really make them laugh. I think it just internally makes me laugh.
Makes you feel less uncomfortable.
Yeah, I think more the situation. But
that can work in some situations, yeah. But you really got to read the room a little bit, right? And just see what's appropriate. And sometimes it's just not. And that makes people sometimes uncomfortable too, right? If you're in a room and everyone's sad or quiet and you really want to lighten the mood a little bit, but it's maybe not the appropriate time to do it. And I'm sure I've done that in an inappropriate time once or twice.
Oh, maybe
on
the air.
I think everybody has, right?
Yeah.
I think it's
so
intentionally, not intentionally.
So stillness can be tough to navigate sometimes.
It's tough to do, but I think very, very valuable. And I think we'd probably be surprised about what we hear in the stillness.
Yes.
And the thing, the ooh, what we the wisdom we might glean when we're still, I think, is part of that as well. If you have so much noise, it's hard to hear, even.
True.
So,
but don't be still in a creepy way, Megan. And there's the joke.
There it is.
Okay. Well, thank you for bringing that to our attention. I think it is interesting, though.
That is interesting. I like that.
And it's a book you're reading?
Yeah, it's called The Science of Stillness.
Ah, okay. Cool.
Let's just start writing all these down. You read
really I don't know books. When you have time to read all these books. You're a very well-read person.
Thing with reading books, though, the way I do it is I just skip around to like what chapters seem most interesting.
I
never start from front to back. It's always like flip it open, table of contents. That chapter sounds interesting. Read that chapter. Okay. So I rarely ever finish a whole book.
Okay.
And you know what? Now I'm thinking about it. In the case of like the books that you are reading, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
I mean, for me, you'd never find out who the killer was if you did
that.
But that's not the type of books you read.
Right.
Or you're talking
about. When you read nonfiction, it's just like, just choose whatever looks interesting to you at the moment.
That's smart. That's actually really smart. I like that idea.
And it's interesting.
Which is why it's on the show.
Interesting.
Yes. See?
Look at you. Tie it all together again.
Bring it back.
With a nice little bow.
That's true.
Yes.
Scott Duran, what did you bring to the program this week?
Is it food? He says, with trepidation.
There's no food this time. Actually, well, kind of, if you want to look at it this way. Me and Scott were talking about this probably last week or so about
the, well, it was food, because we talk about food all the time.
It was food, and it was had to do with about alcohol.
wait a minute.
Yeah, food, right?
At work?
Drinks.
No, I disavow this entire conversation.
We weren't at work. But no, it was this idea that we're talking about it was like 1972, and this is from BBC, I got the information from. But for 50 years, Canada and Denmark, because I told you, I think it was Sweden or something like that, but it's actually Denmark, were in a war, of territorial war, about an island, about Hans Island, that was in between Greenland, which is part of Denmark, and Canada, near Ottawa and Copenhagen, off of the channel. It was back when they were trying to dispute where the lines...
The boundary line was.
And there was this one little island that sat there, and it's no longer than maybe probably as big as KSJE's entire studio, the whole block shape, if you want to think it that way.
Not very big.
No, not very big at all. But as the dispute went, they're kind of worrying about, like, what are we going to do with this little territory or whatever, and Canada went and planted their maple leaf flag and buried their Canadian whiskey there. And the Prime Minister of Denmark and stuff like that, or the representative Prime Minister of Denmark in Greenland was like, we can't have this. So they went and took the flag down, folded it up nicely and neatly for them, left it, planted the flag of Denmark, and then brought their best schnapps that they had made, and they put that and buried it there and took that bottle of whiskey back. And Canada laughed at this idea. So for 50 years or so, they would do this. They would go over, take the flag, pull the flag down, put their flag, and then leave another bottle of their stuff. And they were just doing that for years. So these soldiers and stuff like that were you know, watching these territories just sat there and just got free alcohol.
So how much do you love the Canadians and the Danes?
That's pretty awesome. Well, right? That's like the most amazing. And they called it the Whiskey Wars.
Yeah. I mean, they're just so nice.
Right.
Both of them.
Sure.
They're like, let's not make a big, we're not going to make a big deal over this. It's not like Crimea, where they're like, which is an island, or the Gaza Strip.
No, yeah.
The Gaza Strip, which is nothingness. It's just a bunch of barren land. And they're like starting wars over it. The Danes and the Canadians are just like, have some whiskey. Have some schnapps.
Yeah, and like all we're like, and it kind of at some point just became like a joke between the two of them. Like, it's literally not that big of a territory, and it's the only spot that's not pretty much wasn't claimed until recently, where they were like, yeah, we'll split it 50-50.
Oh, so now there's a line down the
You know, middle. But they still do their trade.
Do they?
And I was telling Scott, I read at some point into the thing that they would go beyond the whiskey. They would during the holidays they would leave like Canada bring their sweets or whatever they could leave out there for Denmark to go pick up, and then Denmark would do the same thing, or Greenland would do the same thing.
They are a model of how geopolitical conflicts should be resolved.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. It's a little piece of land.
I know,
it's not worth that.
Like,
much.
Have you seen Gaza Strip?
Yeah,
I've not. But it's a.
It's probably strip, it's bigger. It's a strip of nothingness.
Of desert, probably right. But still, but important to the people that are fighting over it, obviously.
Yes. Yeah.
But yeah, I hear you. I understand. But it is a very diplomatic, civilized way to have a dispute. I would grant you that.
And I mean, the whole thing was that they were talking amongst themselves, actually, you know, the Prime Minister and all that, and then the President. I think Canada has a President, or is it Prime Minister?
He
has
Prime Minister. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they were talking about it, why this whole entire war thing was going on. You know, again, like I said, it was at some point it wasn't so much like they're really fighting over territory. It's more of like a joke to them. They're like, we're just having fun. It's a small piece of land. Who cares at the end? And eventually the idea was that they just split it down the middle.
Right.
That was the whole thing. They were like, yeah, well,
that's cool. That's
cool.
A cool way to fix it. But yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Your tax dollars at work.
Yeah. Well,
Canadians, Danes. There you go.
Lots of taxes too in Canada and Denmark.
Right.
Lots of taxes.
But that is kind of cool. So.
But yeah, it was it was an interesting fact. We were talking about it.
That's right. Now I remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it was this idea that popped in my head. I remember seeing it somewhere, and I was like, "Oh, that is cool." And I was like, "I better save that for Friday."
See.
So I went and looked for it.
There you go.
I love it.
Very good. Wow. See, again, three very different topics from us this week.
Classic.
Yet again.
You got AI trying to kill its operator.
Yep.
You got stillness and the Canadians and the Danes.
Yeah.
And their alcohol bartering.
Pick your level of interestingness, audience.
Yeah.
And there you go.
Something for everyone.
But, you know, we could still open up the phone lines and maybe have another topic if you all would like to call
in. Phone lines are open.
You can give us a call this morning, 505-566-3909. That is the number to the studio right here, 505-566-3909. We hope for the week that when we get the phones are full, like as we're coming on the air, because we have so many people that want to just share what's going on in their world every week, you know, every other week when we do this show.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're not there yet. But we'd like to be. So, I mean, you know, what event is going on this weekend that you're looking forward to? Any plans, you two?
I'm house sitting / dog sitting this entire weekend.
Well, there you go. That should be something interesting.
Yeah, okay. Hopefully, you know, it's my mom's stuff. My mom's dogs.
Nice.
So, you know.
Nice.
Very right.
Good. I'm Megan? I'm going paddleboarding this weekend.
Oh, nice.
Lucky.
So
at Farmington Lake or Navajo Lake?
Farmington Lake.
Okay.
I got this paddleboard. I had a series of detrimental bills, and so it wrecked any summer trip plans I had. It just, my money is wiped out. But I did have just enough to buy a paddleboard. So,
a staycation.
Yeah, so that was my consolation prize. Like, well, I'm so sad I can't go away this summer. What am I going to do? And then I found this like paddleboard that was reasonably priced and got that. So
that'll be cool.
So I asked which one?
It's called Wolf Armor. Which sounds so hardcore.
Yeah, it does. Right.
It sounds like you know,
it sounds like it's going to keep me afloat, which is what I need.
Right.
There it sounds like you're going through like some rapids, or like you're about to go hit the big waves. You know what I mean?
You actually could do that with this board, but I stay on the nice placid lakes.
I gotcha.
Yes.
Hey. Maybe the most important question though: is there room for the dog?
There is, but you know, always. The dog doesn't like water. He's not a breed that. Yeah, you know, some breeds just love water, and some breeds are not.
Yeah, mine is water averse as well.
Yeah.
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 So
he.
So no paddleboarding with the dog.
I think he would freak out. I haven't tried to paddleboard with the dog, but I feel like he might sink us both.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want that.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, yeah, if the dog is not.
If he's not happy.
Or, yeah, then... happy enough, it's a dangerous thing.
Right. But that'll be cool. Well, good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, good luck with that. I hope you know.
Don't
hope it goes.
Yeah.
I hope it goes well. Yeah. And yes. You find out that your board is seaworthy.
Yes.
Or lakeworthy.
Yes.
As the case may be.
Yes.
So nice. Very good. Well, that'll be good.
Catch Megan.
So cool.
Getting tanned up and paddling everywhere.
See.
Yes.
There you go. I was going to go over to the KSJE website and see what's going on our calendar just to get some other things to shout out here about. Let me see if I can do that real quick.
The Henderson Farm Art Center, right? There's
there's an art exhibit today that's opening. Yeah, so that's kind of cool, and we will try to call that up here. So let's find out what else is going on.
Actually, I think the Henderson has a lot of stuff going on this weekend, does it not?
Well, maybe
I believe there's a concert too.
Well, we'll find out.
Hold exactly.
Let's see if we can check and see.
But this is one of those still moments, isn't it?
Yeah, we're being still.
Still.
Exactly. Exactly.
This is how hard it is.
I will do a plug for the KSJE On the Road, because we will be producing another On the Road program from the rehearsals for Spamalot at the Farmington Civic Center. So watch for that. Probably showing up on Facebook or YouTube this weekend. And then we'll put the audio on the air probably Monday. But that is kind of the plan. We were just at Riverfest last Friday, and that was a great time. Scott Duran was there helping me get everything set up. And, you know, it wasn't too hot. Too hot. We were kind of in the shade.
Oh, yeah. We were next to the shade and, like, kind of close to the river. So there was a nice little breeze coming through there. And everybody was lovely and very interested in what we were doing there at the time. So it was awesome. It was cool to have a cool interaction like that.
That's true. Very true.
And all that good stuff.
Excellent. Well, here it is. The Duality of Nature is the art exhibit that opens today here at the Henderson Fine Arts Center Gallery. And then on June 8th is the concert band here. So that's in a week. Spamalot, as we talked about, will open on June 8th as well. So that's some of the things coming up. The Race to Educate. We talked about that on my show.
Yes.
The 2x2x24. Megan, you could do that. Right.
What is that? 24?
You run for 2 hours and take a break for 2 hours for 24 hours.
That doesn't sound. That's not actually what it is, is it?
Yes, it is exactly. You run for 2 hours. It is.
You take a break for 2 hours.
And then you do it for 24 hours.
And you do that for 24 hours.
It begins, I think, at 5 o'clock today and ends at 5 o'clock tomorrow.
That's well, we're already behind.
So it's not just like a 5K, which is like normally what normal people do.
No.
Okay.
Right. I don't think. I don't even know if you have to. You could walk it. You could run it. You could bike it. You could.
I could walk for 2 hours easily.
Yeah, it's at the track. It's at the PB track, so you can go check it out.
Yeah.
Stop by at 4 a.m. and see if it's a party or not.
Yeah.
you could also.
But this is a fundraiser. Sorry, I keep interrupting Scott Duran, and that's not polite. But it's a fundraiser for the Farmington Municipal Schools Foundation for Educational Excellence that raises money for teachers and gives out mini grants and things like that for school teachers in the Farmington School District. So that is what the event is actually about. So
there you go. Now, I was going to kind of mention something like that. I believe it was a fundraiser and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You could do some, was it vertical or horizontal running? Which one is it?
What's that?
From Pitch Perfect, when the lady's laying on her back and she's kind of like, pedaling in the air.
Oh, okay. Right, maybe.
They're like, what are you doing? Go. Horizontal running.
Right. Also, June 2nd, Delbert Anderson Trio will be playing live jazz in Ignacio. So that's at the Ignacio Community Library. So you can check all those things out and enjoy some of the different things. The book club at the Bloomfield Public Library meeting on June 15th. Quilting Bee on the 19th. Bowl for Kids' Sake to benefit Big Brothers Big Sisters of San Juan County happening on June 24th. So lots of cool things going on. And we invite you to add your event to our calendar. It's free. It is our regional events calendar at ksje.com. Just go check it out. And if you are part of a nonprofit organization, then you can certainly put an event on our calendar so we can talk about it on the radio.
Yeah, there you go.
Megan will talk about it, too, on her show.
Sure.
She does. You know? I mentioned brief stuff.
Scott talks about it. Yeah.
Yeah, I talk about it.
That's where we pull all of our talking points sometimes.
Yes.
I actually said that over my show. I was like, guess what time it is, ladies and gentlemen?
See? There you are. Very good. Well, speaking of which, tomorrow, have a show, Megan Cullough.
Oh, my God. Right? Radio free Saturday morning.
9 a.m.
The theme is, oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh. Putting her on the spot.
I put myself on the spot.
Right?
That was a bad...
It's not disease, because we did that one.
Oh, it's Wonder. This is based on that... Remember, I was reading that book on...
So it's on bread. No.
Yes. I did do a bread show. I did bread and baking. Okay. But this show is... So Radio Free Saturday Morning, 9 to 11 a.m. It's a show where I choose a theme and I create an eclectic playlist around that theme. You never know what you're going to hear, and usually it's a lot of genres represent it. And tomorrow's theme is Wonder, W-O-N-D-E-R, not wandering, but wondering.
Right, wonder, okay.
And this is based on that book I was reading on Awe, A-W-E.
Oh.
So...
As opposed to all, A-W-L, yes, which is a leather tooling.
Yes. So I finished the book, and this was a nice sort of way to wrap up that exploration. So
wow.
It's a uplifting show. It's uplifting.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
But good. Okay. 2 hours worth.
2 hours
of
worth.
Wonder.
Yeah.
Two hours of wonder.
Okay. All right.
There's a band called The Wonders.
Did they make it to the show?
No.
What a shame.
But they don't spell it the same. I think it's like one and then there's at the end of it. Like,
oh,
it's like a play like that. Oh. But they're supposed to be like Wander, like the regular how you regularly spell it.
Yeah.
They made a movie about it, actually, about that band.
Okay. Oh,
it has, like,
is that
Tom
the...
Hanks or something like that in there or something like that?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Scott Duran, you have a show tomorrow, too.
I do have a show tomorrow.
Right.
I will be doing the World Beat Hour at 11 a.m., and we're going to be doing, we're going off of the album, the Brasilia album. The World, or River Wide is the actual name. The band group is called Brasilia, and then the album is called River Wide. So it's just a collective music of, like, Brazilian jazz, cafe jazz that has the underroot of traditional style of Hispanic music, or like sambias, cumbias, and stuff like that, that are kind of introduced with it along with their jazz playing. And it's a collection of different musicians that kind of came together to form this band for like a few albums, and
nice.
That was kind of it.
Nice.
Cool. Yeah.
Very
good.
From like Mexico, then the American singer. So, yeah.
All right. 11 to 12 tomorrow.
11 to 12 tomorrow.
It's okay. Very
it's gonna be
good. Fun. Nice. All right. Excellent. Next week, Megan and I will be back with our Solutions from the Street program.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
You'll be here?
I will be
here. You're committed?
I'm committed.
Okay, we know you're not going anywhere. So
yeah, we know that I'm broke.
Sorry.
So I won't be going anywhere. So.
Unless you're on the lake. But
yeah,
we'll,
she might be paddleboarding.
Yeah, so we'll tow you over to the dock and you can come on and do the show. But there you
tow
go.
Me.
But that is the second and fourth Fridays of the month, a good way to remember Solutions from the Street. And then the first, third, and fifth Fridays, we are here with Scott Duran to do our That's Interesting show. We just open up phone lines and bring in Scott to do this show.
Yes.
So there you go. If you have an idea for Solutions from the Street, we always invite you to drop us an email
at ksje@sanjuancollege.edu.
There you go.
We would love to hear your problems and solutions.
Exactly. The idea is we try to think about a problem in the community and a local group that's maybe putting together the solution. And we've come up with quite a few.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This show's now over a year old.
Yes, it is. Isn't
How about
that wild?
It is wild. So kind of cool. And we'll be doing some updates, I think, on some prior solutions, too, to see how they're doing.
Yes.
Some updates. So,
oh, look at that.
That'll be great. So, yeah, there you are. Well, I think that brings this show to a close, you guys.
All righty.
That was real.
Okay. Any other thoughts?
I think we had a lot of them.
We did. We're just going to sit here and be still for a while.
Yes.
After the show.
Focus on our breathing.
That's right. Exactly.
Breathe from the belly, the diaphragm.
Yes.
Not from the chest.
That's right. There you go. All right. Well, thank you, everyone. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back next week, of course, with Solutions from the Street. Have a great, safe weekend. And thank you for joining us here on KSJE, everybody.
Positive Realty, your locally owned, full-service real estate brokerage, proudly serving buyers and sellers throughout San Juan County. Owner-realtor Matt Albright is ready to answer your real estate questions in an ever-changing market, offering his experience, market knowledge, and relaxed professional approach to every transaction. Positive Realty, making real estate goals a reality, always working on behalf of their clients' best interests. More information at 505-787-7121 or online at positiverealtynm.com.
I am King Arthur. Oh, yeah, no. And this is Monty Python's Spamalot. A new musical lovingly ripped off from the motion picture Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Run away, run away.
Featuring a bevy of beautiful showgirls, cows, killer rabbits, French people. Don't miss the smash hit Broadway musical Spamalot.
Or else we shall say,
neat. Spamalot at the Farmington Civic Center, June 8th through the 18th. Find tickets at fmtn.org/shows.